Extract 1.
Now, I've done an online search and spoken to some estate agents, and I've made a selection of 3 places we can see on our trip to Berlin this week.
Okay, great. Good work.
So, take a look at the photo of this first office. It's empty at the moment, so you have to imagine it with furniture. We'd need to buy office desks, chairs and everything.
Yes, those old wooden floors, doors and window frames look lovely. Where is it?
It's in Prenzlauer Berg. It's a fashionable neighbourhood in northeast Berlin. It's in a beautiful old building and various creative and media startups are already using the building.
How big is it?
The space is 120 square metres. And that includes 2 meeting rooms, a kitchen and 2 toilets. Oh, and the agent says there's a nice park in front of the building. We could sit and relax on a lunch break. And lots of cafes, bars and restaurants are within walking distance.
What about transport links?
The location is close to public transport. Actually, it's never really a problem in Berlin. All these offices I'm showing you are well connected and easy to reach from the main train station and airports.
Sounds good. And the rent?
That's €2,600 a month. There's a deposit to pay of €7,800. That's 3 months' rent. Then there's a 6-month minimum period to rent the place with a 3-month cancellation period.
It's quite expensive. Maybe we don't need so much space. We could probably find something somewhere in the UK for that price.
Extract 2.
Well, wait a minute. I've looked at properties in other parts of Berlin too. What do you think of this one?
I love it. Nice big windows. The office looks very bright in the photo. And this one has furniture.
The place is a co-working space in an old factory building in Kreuzberg. That's a trendy neighbourhood in the south of the city.
How big is it?
In total, it's 400 square metres on 2 floors. Freelancers pay to rent workstations and there's space for around 40 people. Lots of independent creative workers are based there.
Workstations?
It means desks. And there is a room we can book for free for private conferences and meetings. We also get high-speed internet, use of the printer, and also a shared kitchen with free coffee and water.
And it would be easy to talk to people we might want to work with.
That's right.
What can you tell me about the neighbourhood?
Very multicultural, with exciting arts events. Lots of graffiti on the walls and bohemian cafes, that sort of thing.
Sounds like a nice place to live too. I could walk or cycle to work every day. And the rent?
It costs just €300 per workstation per month.
So, as there are 4 of us, we could have a shared workspace for just €1,200 a month and we could rent more workstations as the team grows.
Yes, it's an option with lots of choices. There's no deposit to pay, a 2-month minimum period to rent a workstation, and just 1 month cancellation.
Extract 3.
So, that brings me to the third option. Here's the photo. It's an office room. Basically, that means a company is offering a separate room on the 10th floor of their company offices. It's in the heart of the city, the Mitte district, that means in the middle, and it's where all the main tourist sites are. The Brandenburg Gate, the Potsdamer Platz, and lots of big companies.
Sounds like a prestigious location for the company address.
Yes. This one is in a big modern office building with lifts and views over Alexanderplatz. The office room is 25 square metres, So it's probably big enough for 5 or 6 people.
But there isn't a separate meeting room.
No, but I thought of that. They also have a 15 square meter office room for rent on the same floor. So we could rent 2 rooms and use one as a meeting room. The rent includes furniture, internet, cleaning service, and use of the company's shared kitchen and bathrooms.
So how much is the rent?
For the big office room, it's 1,200 euros a month, and there's a 1,200 euro deposit to pay. There's a 3-month minimum period only to rent the place, and just 1 month cancellation.
So the same price as the co-working office. And if we rent the 2 rooms?
That's another 600 a month. So for 2 rooms, we're talking about 1,800 a month rent and 1,800 deposit.
Could we just rent the small office and the 4 of us work in there for a few months instead?
No way, Mark. Don't be crazy.